Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and yes, we are live once again to the Modern Mystery School UK EU podcast and YouTube channel, and we are joined again by Jackie. Jackie's decided to come back onto the show because she loves Unsophic so much. She said, I want to talk about that. And Jackie, I'm so pleased that you've joined us to share your experience about Unsophic today. How are you?
I am great. Excited to talk about Unsophic, one of my favorite things.
Oh my goodness. Now, as we know from your bio, you have, you know, you're a very experienced therapist. You are very highly trained. So what made you want to take Unsophic? Was it what you thought it was going to be? And do you use it?
Okay. So the reason I took Unsophic was because I was the main voice that my negative ego shows up as is worry. So I was worried about something all the time. And I had people in my life who were telling me, Jackie, like literally you stop worrying about one thing because it's resolved and you find something else to worry about. And so it was actually advised that I take Unsophic for that reason. And I was kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, sure, I'll do it. And I did it and it worked. I mean, like it worked spectacularly well. And I don't really worry anymore, to be honest.
That's amazing. And you know what? I think so many people can relate to that because that's one of the things that I think most people, you know, they're always worrying about something. So that was amazing. So you received that session and then of course you wanted to then go and do it.
I never received an Unsophic session before I got Unsophic training.
Amazing. So, well, this is even better then because so for everybody out there, if you haven't received an Unsophic session, you can just come and receive the training. So you were doing it on yourself and that's, oh, okay. Tell us more.
Yeah. And sort of like through the teachings that you learn in Unsophic, you understand your place in the world and really like if something clicks about why worry is not useful. And so for a while after Unsophic, it became like really a practice. And I was very, very diligent about doing Unsophic on myself and doing the rituals that to prepare for Unsophic and things like that. And now I really only do Unsophic actively unless if it's either a client comes for Unsophic or if like something in my life happens that is kind of a growth edge for me and I feel that worry kind of creeping back in. But it's honestly, it's very, very rare these days, I have to say. And I did my Unsophic training like just over a year ago.
Oh, wow. That is such a great inspiration for others, you know, that they can take control of that situation. They have a tool and then they can manage it, you know, accordingly. I love that. Well, as we know from the Hermetic Path, we're all about empowering people to be able to do things for themselves. So that's just wonderful to hear. Now, and you said you use this technique for your clients. Do you use it often or is it something that you found to be powerful? Can you give us a bit more background on that?
Yeah, I do find that it's powerful for sure. It's something that I do when people need something that's a bit more restorative. Because sometimes a healing can really, you know, it's a stress on the system sometimes to receive, you know, an activation or a cord cutting or something like that. And pairing it with a bit of Unsophic can really bring that down and kind of relax. It's almost like, it's like a massage without ever touching you.
Yeah, it is very soothing. You're right. It is very soothing. And it just so much light, isn't it? There's so much light that comes in. That's wonderful. Now,
Totally.
Jackie, what would you say to, for people out there that are thinking, oh, I'm not sure I'm a healer, I'm not sure, I'm not a therapist, I'm not this. This isn't really for me. Do you think it's for everybody, or do you think it's for a set, amount, a set group?
To be honest, I came into sort of healing modalities always feeling like a healer a bit. So I can't speak about it from a personal perspective as much, but when it comes to like clients and people that I've worked with, they do reflect always like even with coming to Healers Academy and learning to do healings if it's not something they're accustomed to, you are so well trained in how to do it, that then when it comes to actually going and doing the healing and setting space for people, between the rituals, the magic, the energy, and the training, it's all very second nature. It is actually easy. And even with something like Ensophic that you would think would require more practice.
That's really great to hear, and I agree. The training is very comprehensive in whatever you undertake on the path in the mystery school, and yeah, you're always guided. You always have that full support of the lineage behind you all the time, even though you might not even understand what that means. It's still there, It's
Totally.
yeah.
Totally. And I think, like I remember being nervous at before a couple of sessions, like toward the beginning of things. And really like you do your space setting and your energetic stuff to get everything sorted. And something else takes over. It's not hard. It can't be because you are so supported in doing that. So yeah, I think for even if, especially if worry is something like I really came to Ensophic not being like, oh, I'm a Reiki practitioner, like nothing like that. I came to Ensophic being like, I'm really just doing this because I'm driving myself crazy because of how much I'm stressed and worried and concerned about literally nothing. That it's just so worth it. Like the investment to like almost never worry is. It's a no-brainer to me.
Well, I think we can finish on that bombshell there, because if they're not queuing up now to come to Ensophic, I don't know what else we would need to say, but it's so true. Thank you so much for sharing your that personal story as well. Thank you, because I know so many will relate and understand that. And there is a way. There is something to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jackie, and we'll see you again soon. We know you're always welcome on the show, and everybody else, take care, and we'll see you hopefully in June at
For Lightworker Week.
Lightworkers Week. Everybody is welcome. Please come and join us all. We're going to have a great time. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.